Good afternoon, everybody. So the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev says as follows: V'yata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha sho'el me'imach ki im liyiras Hashem Elokecha l'leches b'chol derecha v'la'ava oso v'la'avodas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha. V'yata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha sho'el me'imach. What does Hashem ask from Klal Yisrael? Ki im liyiras Hashem Elokecha. Other than to fear Hashem, l'leches b'chol derecha, to follow in all of His ways, l'ava oso, to have avas Hashem, l'avunas Hashem l'kecha, b'chol levav, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol nafshecha, to have a wholehearted service of Hashem. So the Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis quotes the position of Rabbi Meir, who derives from this pasuk the obligation to recite 100 brachos every day. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer. Hi, Rabbi Meir. Omer chayv adam levarich mea brachos b'chol yom. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachos every day. Shnei amar v'ata Yisrael ma Hashem elokecha sho'el me'imach. The pasuk in our parsha says v'ata Yisrael. What does Hashem ask from you? He im liyira, other than to have yiras Hashem. Then the Gemara continues. V'chia breider v'avya v'shabasa uviyomi tove tarach umemali lehu v'ismarmake umigadei. So Rav Chia breider of Avya on Shabbosos and Yamim Tovim, when for one reason or another it was difficult to reach the total of 100 brachos, so he used to chase after certain spices and fruits in order to make extra brachos on those spices and fruits to reach the eventual total of 100 brachos every day. So from this pasuk and from this Gemara in Menachos and Mem Gimel Amid Beis, we derive the obligation to recite 100 brachos every day, Mea brachos b'chol yom. And this chiyuv is codified by the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Zayin, and also by the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Mem Vav Seif Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Chayv adam levarich b'chol yom mea brachos lefachos." One must recite at least 100 brachos every day. So, during our shiur today, I'd like to tackle some of the basic questions with respect to this chiyuv of mea brachos b'chol yom. First of all, what is the source for this chiyuv? What's the reasoning for it? I mean, where does it come from, and what's its underlying basis? And in addition to that, I'd like to scour and delve into the nature of this takana and the ramifications of however we perceive the nature of this chiyuv of mea brachos b'chol yom. The reason why I'm assuming from the get-go that this is only a takana, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, is because it seems that the derivation from the pasuk is as really an asmachta, and that's the major assumption made by most, if not all, of the Rishonim. After all, how do we derive from this pasuk of V'yata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha sho'el me'imach that there is a chiyuv of 100 brachos every day? The pasuk doesn't refer to anything about a bracha. So the Rishonim discuss how we derive this chiyuv from this pasuk. One approach cited by Rashi in Menachos Mem Gimel Amid Beis is that V'yata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha sho'el me'imach should be read as not ma Hashem Elokecha, but me'a. And it's basically a reinterpretation of the pasuk. It's not trying to say what does Hashem ask from you, but rather to say me'a Hashem Elokecha sho'el me'imach. Hashem asks from you 100. He requires of you to make 100 brachos every day. Tosfos and Menachos Amim Gimel Amid Beis quotes other opinions as to how we derive from this pasuk the chiyuv of 100 brachos. Maybe it's that there are 100 letters in the pasuk. That's the position of Rabbi Nutam. So that's also a remes to 100 brachos. But be it as it may, it certainly seems that this is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, but rather that we use this pasuk as an asmachta for the mitzvah d'rabbanan to recite 100 brachos every day. And if that's the case, that it is a mitzvah derabanan, so then from where did it stem? When was it instituted, and by whom was it instituted? So the Sefer HaManhig, he actually argues that this is a mesorah all the way back from Moshe B'Sinai, that this chiyuv of reciting 100 brachos every day was not instituted later, but actually was instituted for the first time by Moshe at Sinai, and then continued from then. The Derech HaMelech, or the normal assumption in the Sugya, which is quoted by the Tur in the name of Rav Natru Naigon, is that this Takana of 100 Brachos really started during the era of David HaMelech. This is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch as well. And the point was that there was a certain plague during the era of David HaMelech, and during this plague, 100 members of Klal Yisrael were being killed each day. So in response to the plague, in order to prevent the killing of 100 members of Klal Yisrael each day, So David HaMelech instituted the recitation of 100 brachos, which was supposed to correspond to the 100 lives being taken. And once David HaMelech established the recitation of 100 brachos, so then by reciting 100 brachos each day, this plague was put on halt, and people were saved. So after that, Chazal then further established this takana that every single day a person is obligated to recite 100 brachos. So what's the reasoning behind this chiyuv of mea brachos b'chol yom? So it seems, if you look at the achronim, and this is certainly the basic understanding, that the purpose of reciting 100 brachos each day is in order to have a deep-rooted recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in daily life. That's something that is expanded upon by the Maharal in his Chidushim on Menachos, and also by the Keren Ora in his Perush on Menachos. And this might be, with this, we could really explain what David HaMelech was trying to accomplish by instituting the Takana of Mea Brachos B'chol Yom in response to the plague of 100 people dying each day. Perhaps the antidote to that plague was the deepening of our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our lives. When we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, so then we get extra protection as a result of that recognition. So the plague perhaps was as a result of our minimal recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and natural forces kind of overtook our daily lives and daily experience, such that 100 lives were taken each day. And when we later recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in a deeper way by reciting 100 brachos every day and putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the forefront of our minds via that recitation of 100 brachos, so then we merited the extra protection that David HaMelech sought, but with his takana. So that basically tackles the source and the reasoning for this chiyuv of mea brachos b'chol yom. So now I'd like to transition to another question, which is how to describe or how exactly to characterize the nature of this chiyuv of mea brachos b'chol yom, and that is in two different ways. So let's start with one point. So I think that we could ask the following question: is mea brachos b'chol yom like any other mitzvah? That it's basically a chiyuv on the gavra. A person has an obligation to recite 100 brachos b'chol yom. And basically the fact that it's every day, that's just the zman of the mitzvah. So we know that there are certain zmanim for mitzvos. We read Megillas Esther on Purim and we shake lulav on Sukkot. So too the chiyuv of mea brachos, the zman for mea brachos is every day, just like we recite Mikra Megillah on Purim. So instead of it being a one time a year type of mitzvah, it's an everyday type of mitzvah. We have an obligation to recite 100 brachos every day. That would be one way of looking at the nature of the takana. But another way of looking at it would be that this is actually like a requirement of the day itself. That's to say that the day has to be defined by a certain character, and part of what makes up that character, part of what makes up the Seder Hayom, the structure of our days, is the inclusion of Mea Brachos within the day. And that's basically to say that each of our days is supposed to look, it's supposed to appear in a certain way. And part and parcel of what makes up that character of the day is Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. So it's not just that we have a chiyuv to recite Mea Brachos, and then we ask an additional question, when do we have that chiyuv, so that chiyuv applies every day? No, there's actually an additional effect that the recitation of Mea Brachos has on the character and makeup of the day itself. So I think that this question could be tested in light of two other debates that we find in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The first one is the scope of the brachos that's included in the obligation of mea brachos. And that means, so what brachos exactly could we recite in order to fulfill and satisfy our obligation of reciting 100 brachos every day? So we might think that any brachos should be available for the satisfaction of that chiyuv. For that fulfillment. And that seems to be the approach taken by the Rush. The Rush says that for example, on Shabbos and Yontif, where we might not be able to reach the total of 100 brachos easily because our Shemona Esrei's on Shabbos and Yontif are shorter than they are during the week. So the Rush says that on Shabbos and Yontif, we can count brachos from Kriyas HaTorah, from the Haftorah, from other activities, from other mitzvos that we do during the day that have brachos, so those would register, those would count towards our total of 100 brachot. That's the opinion of the Rosh of Maseches Brachot. But Rav Soloveitchik interpreted the Rambam in a different way. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah counts for us the exact count of 100 brachos that we recite each day. And the Rav was bothered by why the Rambam had to specify each of the 100 brachos that total the Mea brachos that we're obligated to say. And the Rav derived from the Rambam's specific count that the Rambam felt that those brachos in specific are the ones that need to be recited in order to fulfill the chiyuv of Mea brachos. And those brachos are brachos of Seder Hayom. They're brachos like Brachos HaShachar and the Bracha and Tefillin and Bracha and Tzitzis. Brachos on things that we do every single day. Not just brachos that we happen to confront, but that we happen to recite on a random day, but rather brachos that are part and parcel of the makeup of every single day of a Jewish life. So the Rav explained that according to the Rambam, that was the specific set of brachos that had to be recited in order to fulfill the chiyuv of Mea brachos. So what's the nekudas ha-machlokas? What's the root of the dispute? Whether, for example, brachos on kriyas ha-torah and haftorah could be counted towards the total of mea brachos, or whether we would have to limit the scope of the brachos for mea brachos to those brachos that are part of the Seder Hayom. So I think that this machlokas really revolves around the question with which we begin. According to the Rosh, perhaps, the chiyuv of mea brachos is just a chovas ha-gavra. It's something that a person has to do. And the question is, when does he have to do that? So he has to do it every day. But there shouldn't be any limits on the brachos that he could utilize in order to fulfill his chiyuv. Because at the end of the day, the chovas hagavra is to recite 100 brachos each and every day. So whatever brachos you're going to use to get to that total, so that would be permitted. That's the position of the Rosh. But according to the Rambam, within the view of Rav Soloveitchik, so the Rambam is viewing the Mea Brachos as something different. He's viewing it as a requirement of the day. It's part of the Seder Hayom. And part of the proof for that is that the Rambam quotes the Chiyuv of Mea Brachos within his chapter that describes all of the Chiyuvim of the Seder Hayom. Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah is all about the structure of the day, that which one has to do each and every day. That includes Birchos HaShachar, and it includes Birchos HaTorah, and it includes, like we said, the Brachos on Tefillin and Tzitzis. So that's where the Rambam quotes the Chiyuv of Mea Brachos. And perhaps what that implies is that the Rambam views the Chiyuv of Mea Brachos as part of the Seder Hayom, part of something that's supposed to define the character of the day. And that being the case, the Rambam might limit the scope of Mea Brachos to those Brachos that form the makeup of the day, such that we couldn't necessarily count any bracha at our disposal. And according to the Rav, for the Rambam, we couldn't count the brachos of Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah. So that would be one litmus test of this question as to whether this is just the Chovas HaGavra that applies every single day, or whether Mea Brachos, the Chiyuv of Mea Brachos, is part of the requirement of the day itself, something that contributes to the character of the day. Another way in which this question could be tested is in light of the timing of the mitzvah. There's a very interesting machlokas. There's a very interesting machlokas between the Rishonim as to whether the mitzvah of Mea Brachos follows Laila first and then Yom, like most other mitzvos, where we take the night first and then the day, or vice versa. Do we do the day first and then the night? So how do we define the 24 hours by which we have at our disposal to count the Mea Brachos? Do we start from the nighttime or do we start from the daytime? So this is a machlokas between the Rishonim. It's actually two different opinions in the Sefer Ha'itim. And the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Brura seem to follow the basic pattern of our day. They start with the night and then they go into the day. And the way that we know that is because the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Brura begin their counts of Mea Brachos with the Bracha of Hamapil. And Hamapil, of course, is recited at night. So it seems like the Beis Yosef follows the structure of night and then day. But there are diyukim in the Rambam that seem to imply that the Rambam views the timing as the opposite. The first we start with the day, and then we go towards the night. The Rambam's language is as follows. So the Rambam says, Chayav Adam Levarich Mea Brachos Bein Hayom VeHalayla. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachos between the day and the night. So it's interesting that the Rambam first mentions the day and then only afterwards mentions the night. So that somewhat implies that the Rambam views the ordering of this Mea Brachos as starting from the daytime and then continuing into the nighttime. So what would this machlokas be about? Why would we first go after the night and then the day? Or why would we switch the order and follow the day and then go towards the night? So if we view this as a general chovas hagavra, just a general mitzvah like any other mitzvah, so then it should follow the same rules that we have for other mitzvahs. And just as for other mitzvahs, we start with the nighttime and then go to the daytime, so too for the chiyuv, for the general mitzvah of making 100 brachos each day, we should start with the nighttime and then go to the daytime. But according to the Rambam, that we follow the daytime first and then only afterwards transition into the nighttime, that the count for mea brachos begins from daytime. So perhaps the reason for that is for the same reason as we explained for the Rambam before. That for the Rambam, the takana of mea brachos is part of the Seder Hayom. And the Seder Hayom, of course, begins with the daytime. We recite, for example, Birchos HaShachar begin after we wake up. We don't recite the Birchos HaShachar after our... Once the nighttime hits, we recite Berachos HaShachar after we wake up, because the Seder Hayom begins from the time that we are awakened and begin our day. So too for the Rambam, here the Chiyuv of Mea Brachos, being a Chiyuv that's part of the Seder Hayom, would also follow first the day and then the night. Then there's another question as to the nature of this takana, and that's whether it is a formal, legalized chiyuv that one has to recite 100 brachos every day, or this is a result and reason-based chiyuv, which means that there's a certain goal that we're trying to accomplish by reciting 100 brachos, and if we could accomplish that goal even without the means of 100 brachos, then we might still be able to fulfill that chiyuv. So this question could be tested in light of a debate as to whether Ein Kelokeinu registers as part of the 100 brachos that are incumbent upon us to recite each day. We noted before that on Shabbos and Yontif, it's a little bit more of a challenge to reach the total of 100 brachos because we're missing a bunch of brachos from our shortened Shmona Esrei. So some of the Rishonim suggest that that's the reason why we recite Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbos and Yontif. And they basically explain that some of the way that the words align in Ein Kelokeinu is basically in the way the words align is that we're saying Baruch Ata Amen. So that being the case, that would count towards our total of 100 brachos. But the Sefer HaManhig rejects that suggestion, and he explains that that can't possibly be the case because Baruch Ata Amen doesn't include any Shem U'Malchus. And we know that for a bracha to be considered a bracha, it needs to mention Shem Hashem, and it needs to mention the Malchus of Hashem. But Baruch Ata Amen does neither of those. So says the Sefer HaManhig that it can't possibly be the case that Ein Kelokeinu would register as part of the 100 brachos that we recite each day. So what's this machlokas about? Why would Ein Kelokeinu contribute to the list of 100 brachos, or why would it not? So the Sefer Notrei Bracha, which is a Sefer on this topic of the Chiyuv of Mea Brachos, explains that the debate centers on whether formal brachos are required in order to fulfill the mitzvah of 100 brachos, or whether we could suffice with just expressions of praise of Shirin V'Sishbachos. So if we require formal brachos, that seems to suggest that the chiyuv itself is a formal chiyuv. There's a chovas hagavra to recite 100 brachos every day. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So once that's the case, so then brachos are going to be necessary, and Ein Kelokeinu will not suffice. But if the chiyuv is not necessarily 100 brachos, but rather to fulfill that with the goal that 100 brachos seeks to accomplish, to entrench within ourselves a certain mode of Yirat Shamayim, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a deeper way each and every day, so then we could do that through praise, through Shirin V'Sishbachos. And if that's the case, then Ein Kelokeinu could count as well. This question could also be tested in light of another debate, and that's whether the response of Amin could register towards our chiyuv of 100 brachos. So the Beis Yosef takes for granted that Amin would be effective, that if we respond Amin to another's bracha, then that would count towards our personal lists of 100 brachos. But the Magen Avraham says that that would only be b'di'evet. So why would that be only b'di'evet? So perhaps, according to the Magen Avraham, the point is that the formal chiyuv is for us to recite an actual bracha. So even if, by reciting Amin in other contexts, were yotze a certain chiyuv of a bracha. Here, the chiyuv is to recite brachos. So if the chiyuv is the recitation of brachos itself, then amin is not going to suffice, at least lechatila. But for the Beis Yosef, the point may be just to connect ourselves to the what underlies a bracha, to connect ourselves to the meaning of a bracha, to connect ourselves to the recognition of Hashem that we accomplish via the 100 brachos that we're reciting. And therefore, for the Beis Yosef, Amin would be totally effective, even the Chatchila. So al pi machshava, the chiyuv of 100 brachos really impresses upon us the need to cement Yiras Hashem in everyday living. The Karen Ora explains that the pasuk of Va'atah Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, Ma read as Me'ah, that Hashem is asking for us from us 100 brachos. That really what's going on in that pasuk is that the Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, Hashem is asking just this little bit. So what does that really mean? After all, the way that we're interpreting the pasuk, so Hashem is really asking from us 100 brachos. He's not just asking from us a little bit. So the Karen Ora explains that the way that those two interpretations of the pasuk interact, that on the one hand, Hashem is asking just a little bit, but on the other hand, Hashem is asking from us 100 brachos. The way that those two sides of the pasuk, those two interpretations interact, is to say that really, once we recite 100 brachos, then we have just one more bracha to make. Just that 100 first bracha to really cement the Yiras Shamayim within us every single day. Because just as we learn from the Gemara in Eruvin, that we're supposed to do 101 reviews of our Torah learning in order to fully cement our learning within ourselves, so too when we recite 100 brachos, we're one bracha away. We're just a little bit away from fully cementing Yira Shamayim, ki in the Yira es Hashem Elokecha, within ourselves. And that way, by reciting 100 brachos every day, we really get towards the conclusion and towards the accomplishment of having Yiras Shamayim at the forefront of our minds and of our thoughts each and every day of our lives. So I wish everyone a great rest of the week.